Time for Trade of the Week now, and joining me as we turn our focus to the retail sector is independent analyst Luiso Mbetwa. Thank you so much for your time, Luiso. We're going into food retail for our technical analysis today, where you're comparing Spar and Pick and Pay, and also giving us an overview of how they performed against the JSE All Share Index. Take it away.
So first, let's take a bird's eye view. What I have here is a graphical representation of the cumulative returns monthly starting from June 2016 to June 2022. So in black, I've got the All Share Index, and in orange, I've got Spar, and in blue, I have Pick and Pay. So we can see that both counters have generally underperformed the market, but since 2020, that underperformance has become even greater. But in general, we can see that Spar does tend to outperform Pick and Pay. And from, say, about 2020 until most recently, Pick and Pay has further underperformed. But most recently, we can see that it or Spar is currently underperforming Pick and Pay. So there are some changes in trends, but in the long run, it seems we can see that Pick and Pay tends to underperform more significantly. And also, when we look at this from a general perspective, we can see that both counters are pretty much equal in terms of market cap, but from a PE perspective, current PE and forward PE, we can see that Spar is generally cheaper at a PE of 10, whereas Pick and Pay has a current PE of 19.3 and a forward PE of 15.9.
Luiso, let's take a look at the dynamics of the returns and losses for each counter.
So when we look at these returns from a histogram perspective, we can see that in the small losses between -5% and zero, we have more observations in Spar. But when we start looking at medium losses between -5% and -10%, there are more observations in Pick and Pay. And also for larger losses exceeding -10%, there are more observations on Pick and Pay. So we can see that Pick and Pay does have a larger observation when it comes to losses. When it comes to gains, it's a bit of a mixed bag, with Spar having more observations in the small range between 0 and 5%, and Pick and Pay has more observations between 5 and 10%, but Spar has more observations greater than 10%. So using this histogram of returns and the previous performance analysis, for me, the better pick between the two is Spar, and that's what we're going to look at from a technical perspective. So when we look at Spar from a technical perspective, we can see that the share price peaked back in 2018 in February at 227 and has lost quite significantly and is currently trading just above 134. But this bear market, if you can call it that, because it does exceed 20% the drawdown, has been generally sideways, but we can see now we're starting to push more aggressively to the downside. But I am seeing a zone here, a trading zone between 107 Rand and 134, which is historical support and resistance. So I'm looking for price action to either react within this upper boundary or lower boundary. So we can say within this trading zone is where I'll be looking for some price action, which could indicate that a bottom is likely in place. So when I look at it from an Elliott Wave perspective, I do have a count which would be suggestive that this current sell-off is near its end. And this whole bear market is characterized by this A, B, C, which is for a flat pattern. And this C wave is currently in the fifth and final wave. So though not a buy today, I will be keeping a close eye on SPA, and I believe that in the medium to long term, it could provide value. And we see from a valuations perspective that investing.com Pro has got an undervaluation with price targets between 184 and 190 Rand, which represents 33 to 38% upside. So, like I say, not to be bought today, but keep a lookout for price action, which would be suggestive of a turnaround. So my pick for today for my watch list is SPA.
Well, that was independent analyst Loyiso Mbeta.